Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Williams reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards third. Rollins catches it and throws to first to double up Agee. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is hit by the pitch. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into center field. Agee picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Agee. Tovar moves to third. Virals moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Tovar scores. Virals moves to third. Oliva moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virals scores. Oliva scores. Allison moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Adair moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Adair scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Cott reaches third base with a triple. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cott tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford bunts towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. AG hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Jim Perry now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes AG. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. AG steals second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into right field. Oliva picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Oliva. AG scores. Berry goes all the way around to score. Josephson moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Oliva hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Oliva steals second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball towards left. Williams catches it and throws towards third. They've got Oliva trapped. Buford relays over to Adair, who tags Oliva for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCraw strikes out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-to-4, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into center field. AG picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on AG. Carew moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. Killebrew moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, White Sox. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rollins strikes out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese pinch hits for Ron Klein. Bob Locker now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Zimmerman moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zimmerman scores. Reese moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Twins, 6. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Reese moves to third. There goes Tovar trying to get to second. Adair throws to second, with Hansen covering, who tags Tovar for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reese scores. Carew moves to third. It's 7-6, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. Verhals moves to third. It's 8-6, Twins. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Wayne Cozzi pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Zimmerman and he is out, Carew applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Bruce Howard now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Allison moves to second. Ted Olander pinch runs for Rich Rollins. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Allison moves to third. Two outs. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Olander now playing center field. Cesar Tovar now playing third base. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Agee strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Tovar. Berry moves to third. Pete Ward pinch hits for Dwayne Josephson. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-7, Twins. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 7. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Ward now playing left field. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ver Alse hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGraw strikes out. One out. Gary Peters pinch hits for Bruce Howard. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Jerry McNairtney. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.